Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Today we're going to be looking at a question that a lot of young people often ask, and that is a question related to yoga. Now, this is a very controversial topic, especially in the West, amongst evangelicals and radical Christians. A lot of people say yoga is anti-Christian. It's something that's been imported from the East, and Christians shouldn't practice it. We want to ask the question in another way. We want to say, is practicing yoga un-Islamic? Or to put it in another way, would practicing yoga be a form of shirk or polytheism? Because, you know, to reinforce the question, we could say that yoga is something that was started within the Hindu tradition. And in fact, yoga is a form of prayer, right? Just like Muslims pray, and in their prayers, in the ritual prayer of Islam, you know, there are certain postures that a human being does. For example, he may prostrate, he gets up, he bends down. You know, he does certain postures. In a similar way, you know, yogis who perform yoga, they make these postures, and there are certain mantras that they recite when they perform yoga. Of course, I'm not an expert in yoga. I don't know all the details of all this, but from the little information that I have at hand, this is something that can be confirmed. So would be practicing yoga, would it be a form of polytheism? Would it be un-Islamic or not? We can answer this question in this way and say that this depends on, of course, the intention of the person performing the postures that, you know, have been prescribed in yoga. Of course, there are certain things that we can say for sure. For example, if you're practicing yoga with a yoga instructor, and the yoga instructor is, for example, a non-mahram woman, right, and it involves, physical contact with this person or something, then obviously, this would be un-Islamic. Or if somebody is performing yoga, right, and this performance of yoga requires, you know, prostration towards a Hindu idol or something like this. This is definitely, in these cases, this is definitely a form of polytheism and un-Islamic. And then there would be certain haram acts occurring in these cases. But the question that we're concentrating on right now is whether actually performing the stretches in yoga, performing those postures that have been prescribed in yoga, or if these are prohibited or not. Those postures and these kind of things that are prescribed in yoga are simply forms of stretches and of the body. And there's nothing really un-Islamic per se within them if they're not performed with this intention of, uniting with, Brahman or something like that. So this goes back to the whole idea of shirk in Islam and polytheism in Islam and monotheism in Islam, it's more than anything, it's a feeling and an intention and a belief. If yoga today, and it is yoga today, is more than anything, it's looked at as a form of physical well-being and an exercise more than a prayer. There are certain postures and positions and poses in yoga, which are actually prostrations. Now, these are sometimes directed towards certain astronomical bodies like the sun or the moon or things like that. Right now, here we would be entering into a jurisprudential discussion, because a lot of the mujtahids today, a lot of the jurisprudential experts say that prostration to anything besides God, even if it's without the intention of worship, is categorically prohibited. We'll leave this to discussions of jurisprudence, and we recommend our listeners to refer to their respective jurisprudence to find out the answer to this question. Thank you for joining us on The Key. We were looking at yoga and whether it's un-Islamic or not. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.